WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, the U.S. is poised to get a third vaccine against COVID. If cleared for emergency use, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine would offer a single dose option that could help speed vaccinations. The challenge will be explaining how protective the J&J shot is after the astounding success of the two-dose vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna. Those shots were found to be about 95% effective against the virus. The numbers from J&J are not as high, but regulators say it does strongly protect against serious illness. 20% more women have left the labor market compared to men during the pandemic in order to watch the kids because so many schools and child care centers remain closed. Andy Challenger of the business coaching firm Challenger Gray and Christmas says this is hurting many firms because having women in leadership positions
is good business. It makes companies more agile, makes them able to deal with a large number of issues.
He recommends companies offer more flexible work schedules and expanded childcare options to help get women back into the workforce. An Atlantic City man charged in last month's deadly riot at the U.S. Capitol bragged to friends and shared photos even on Facebook claiming he urinated in Nancy Pelosi's office that day. According to federal documents unsealed Thursday, James Rahm was charged for his role in the insurrection. And in a Facebook message exchange with friends, Rahm wrote, quote, "We're in. We're taking our house back." And then he claimed he urinated in the House Speaker's office. When somebody asked him if he was okay, he replied, "Shields and pepper spray never hurt anyone, did they? Home alive, history made. I walked right through Pelosi's office. I should have defecated on her chair." Federal investigators were then alerted 5 days later about Rahm's online postings. A 54-year-old motorcyclist was killed when he crashed into a car on Route 70 in Cherry Hill Thursday. NJ.com reports Richard Sims was riding east when a car turned onto the highway from South Harvard Avenue. Sims died at the scene. The driver has not been charged. Disruptions to daily routines, stress from remote learning, social isolation, all of these and more are taking a toll on children's mental and behavioral health during the pandemic, leading to physical problems such as overeating and weight gain. Dr. Daniela Mascarella, pediatric clinical instructor at Rutgers, says parents should ask questions to determine if their kids are eating out of hunger or boredom. Make sure
there is some sort of routine in place, that they're getting exercise, making sure that the choices they're eating are really healthy choices. Try to avoid mindless eating. We oftentimes will eat when we're doing work. We'll eat when we watch television.
Don't make kids feel bad about their weight gain, but at the same time, let them know that this could play a role in their long-term health, such as heart disease or diabetes. The Rahway and West Deptford Motor Vehicle Commission agencies are closed after an employee tested positive for COVID at each office. Rahway is not slated to reopen until March 11th. West Deptford a day later. Anyone who had appointments need to reschedule on the MVC website. Get the latest Jersey news on your schedule on demand. Go to nj1015.com/podcast. February ends wet. March starts the same. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
At New Jersey 101.5, weekdays we talk. And weekends we rock.
Like a drifter, I was born to walk along.
Jersey's greatest hits, plus fast traffic and instant weather. Listen every weekend on our app, nj1015.com, and your smart speaker.
I'm 105, now New Jersey 101.5 fast traffic.
Well, good afternoon. As we take a look at the Friday ride on the traffic map here, 287 southbound construction in Montville in the right lane coming out exit 47, 80 west in Hackensack. Two lanes are closed for repairs at exit 67 to 66. And Route 18 south, they've reopened the ramp at George Street. There was an ice problem over there. That's been squared away. Parkway south, local lanes, construction 114 down to 109. That's in the right lane. And the traffic on 55 bunching up north into 42. 42, a lot of northbound traffic heading into 295. Ben Franklin Bridge construction leaving New Jersey. Hudson River crossings, the big deal again today is getting to the Holland Tunnel. Big roadwork slowdowns along the Newark Bay Extension approach with construction blocking two lanes, and you've got delays from 1 to 9 as well. Better to go for the Lincoln Tunnel. If you use the George Washington Bridge, you've got some roadwork in the right lane on the lower level at midspan over to the city side of the bridge. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 118 from the All-American Auto Group Traffic Desk. I'm Tom Rivers on New Jersey 101.5.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 275 points. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 106.
New Jersey 101.5 is giving you a free spring fling. Make plans now to head down the shore to Ocean Casino Resort in Atlantic City for your free spring fling.
starting this Monday. Listen at 9:15, 1:15, and 4:15 for our secret code word. Enter it online or on our app to win your free spring fling. There's three winners every weekday. All the details are on NJ1015.com. Thanks to our sponsor, Ocean Casino Resort in Atlantic City. Win your spring fling only from New Jersey 101.5.
Eight now, New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
We're now about 10 hours away from our next storm system and chance of rain. So enjoy another bright and seasonably cool day, highs in the lower to mid 40s. That's about 5 to 10 degrees cooler than yesterday and about in line with seasonal normals. Plenty of sunshine and dry conditions during the day. Now, showers arrive late this evening with lows in the mid 30s. It's going to be mainly rain, the exception northwestern New Jersey, where we'll probably see some snow tomorrow morning. Maybe even up to an inch of accumulation. Again, for most of the state, it is going to be liquid rainfall from morning through midday tomorrow. Then we dry out in the afternoon. It'll be mild with highs ranging from the mid-40s in North Jersey to the mid-50s in South Jersey. More rain likely throughout the daytime hours Sunday. Highs settle in the upper 40s, and then one final round of rain showers Monday morning with a high around 50, turning windy and much colder into Monday night. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
New Brunswick, 46 degrees. Turnersville, 47. Bellmead, 44. New Jersey, 101.5 is your COVID-19 vaccination information station. Go to nj1015.com/coronavirus to find out how you can make an appointment and for a list of vaccination sites in your area. It's only at nj1015.com/coronavirus. New Jersey.